This is Heather Gray from soulfilledlife.com reading Climb Your Mountain, Phase 3 of the Change Cycle. Once the flowcharts, sticky notes, Google searches, and class signups begin, then you know you're heading into Goodbye Rainbow's Hello Mountain climbing territory. That's an excerpt from Phase 2 of the Change Cycle. And this is Part 3 of the Making Sense of Change article series. In Phase 3 of the Change Cycle, the big thinking and big visions from Phase 2 get translated from the ideal world of your heart and imagination into the real world of facts and form. The decorating of images into a prize-worthy vision board are replaced by very real actions in a very real world. This is when you talk with a loan officer about a mortgage, learn how to write a query letter to a publisher, or fill out the application for medical school. Phase 3 is called the Hero's Saga because it requires courage, brave deeds, and the noble quality of following your heart with big doses of persistence. This is the stage when you set out to achieve the goal. But nothing in Phase 2 dreaming can prepare you for everything that will happen when you launch, sweat it out, and make it happen. First steps are daunting. You need to face the blank sheet of paper for your screenplay, run the first miles of your spanking new marathon training program, or gape at the 1,000 moving pieces that are required to launch your small business. To succeed, you will need to get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. Awkwardness, newness, and feeling like a stranger in a strange land are your traveling companions for your ascent. But if your goal is heartfelt, then Square 3 will be a wonderful journey of thrills and spills. Expect it to feel a dazzling mixture of fear, excitement, the insecurity of a newbie, and anticipation. This is a challenging phase of rolling up your sleeves and getting to work. It helps to keep in mind when you set out to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, it is accomplished one step at a time. While climbing through Phase 3, break big tasks into small, doable tasks. A task is the right size when your body relaxes. Reward yourself for accomplishments along the way. Get cozy with messing things up. Fail, learn from it, fail again, learn some more, and repeat. Loosen your grip on your expectations. Remain flexible, calm, and open to feedback. Allow for more time than you think you need. If you hit a roadblock, try doing anything different. It will enlarge your perspective. Remember that wonderful, beautiful dreams are realized with step-by-step stubbornness. And the payoff of the Phase 3 work? Success. Sweet, savory success after a whole bunch of slogging. But the hero's journey does not end with one single triumph. Usually it points to greater tasks and new challenges around the next bend. But if you did your Phase 1 and Phase 2 work fully, as you climb step by step through Phase 3, you will notice your path opening up, until one day you see that you are exactly where you belong, engaged in work you are supposed to be doing, with harmonious friends who truly understand, and with all sorts of opportunities coming your way. You will begin to feel ease, contentment, trust, and joy on a regular basis. To be continued with Phase 4, The Promised Land. Thank you so much for listening.